I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, and a new survey shows that 1 in 5 people say they can't imagine life without smart home devices. Let's talk about it more with CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur. Ian, thanks for joining us. This study just came out today. What's it tell you about how we're using these internet-connected devices in our homes?
Yeah, I think what was really interesting was that this survey was really trying to cross-cut across a bunch of different age groups. And one of the things that they found was that a large number of us have smart technologies in our homes. The number was almost 70%. But what was interesting about it was that they included smart TVs and those kind of little Echo Dot devices that many of us got for Christmas and the holidays over the years. And what was interesting is that they found that even though a majority of people who were surveyed knew that smart devices and more of them could help to save energy costs and whatever else, that the price of buying those things was still very high and too high for them to really do that. So a smart thermostat, or even smart light bulbs or switches or stuff like that, people said that they were interested, but that cost is a real kind of barrier for them.
When it comes to what people are wanting to buy, what are some of the top items?
Yeah, so it's probably no surprise that the typical stuff that you hear about when it comes to these things comes up, right? The smart light bulbs, security cameras and whatnot. I think what was also kind of interesting in all of this data is that that aside from the cost thing that was holding people back, one of the other things that came up was the issue around privacy and whether or not they feel like they can trust these companies. And interestingly enough, you know, the smart cameras and the smart doorbells and all of that have been a center of a privacy concern for many people. So even though, you know, again, there's kind of this interest in it, when you start kind of putting together the two different types of stuff that people are interested in, they kind of overlap with these problems.
Ian, do you feel like over the years that these devices have been introduced, security has gotten better for them as far as, you know, outsiders being able to hack into systems?
Yeah, I think it's become at least more of a conversation. I think when they first came out, a lot of people didn't really understand the possibility of how bad this could get. And I remember probably about more than a decade ago, there was this website put together that was called Instacam. It was short for insecure camera. And what it was is that someone had used a computer program to search the entire internet and find as many of these video cameras as they could find that were on a generic password. And they were able to find thousands in people's homes. And literally all you had to do was click a button and suddenly you're in the middle of someone's living room in Hong Kong or in someone's front door in London. It was really unsettling. And none of these people were aware that those cameras were actually not secure. And that pushed a lot of the industry to change the way they did things. But there's still issues. You know, we just had recently, we're having more AI being introduced into toys now. And some of the first AI teddy bears, for example, are coming out. And researchers are finding that those have security problems and privacy issues. And they're not even being controlled for what they discuss with children, which imagine, you know, it can get really unsettling very quickly.
Ian, thank you. Really appreciate you bringing this report to light for us this morning.
Absolutely.
That is CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur joining us here on KMOX.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.